You know, I was walking back from the dance tent sometime early this morning, 4:30, 5, I don't know. The sun was coming up. That lovely shade of blue that rises over the hill back here. And it was kind of this thin mist out over the field. And I had this vision, this futuristic vision, like that way beyond our thoughts, way beyond our own being, way beyond even the existence of this festival, of people coming back here to this place. Because every year, a fortnight after the summer solstice, there's this special kind of cosmic energy that comes out of this place that has been created by the intensely authentic sense of well-being that has been created by all of you, by everything that you have brought here. Folks, that's what festival is all about. It's not a place you can go. It's not a thing you can hold in your hand. It is the feeling you get in your heart from having shared it with the people that you love. Very, very few of us can deny that. But when they come back and they're up here excavating this site and they're taking plaster footprints from the large herds that have gathered here in these fields, the wind is blowing through the trees, and emanating from those trees is the sound of the music that has filled this air for so many years, and will for so many more years. And true to that sound will be the sound of the band that we're just about to see here, who have given so much to the Great Blue Heron Festival, but you in return have given it back to them with a passionate sense of appreciation. And I know you guys are ready to do it again, right? Show them how much you love them. For the past, for the present, for all of eternity, please welcome to the Great Blue Heron Festival, Donna the Buffalo.
Hello, everybody. Sunday afternoon and evening or whatever. We appreciate you hanging around and play some music. Do a little number called Digital Moving On. We really want to thank the band for hanging around.